Hello, Unstoppables. Welcome to the Unstoppable Students Podcast with myself, Ezekiel Ulebo, the Unipod Dropout, and welcome to episode 62. Now, there's a long-standing debate amongst students concerning reading time and what time is better to read, whether during the daytime or at night. We've had some person say, oh, night is always better, the day is always busy, so a good student should be able to wake up at night or early hours of the day and read, right? And then some say, look, if I do that, then it means that the next day for me will be a frustrating day because I won't be able to concentrate in class or in any other thing, right? We've heard these two arguments, and today we want to address it and know which is better. Now, let me say this. First things first, there is a concept called reading blueprint. Now, it lets you know your own, pretty much like fingerprint, your own identity when it comes to reading. And I share this in detail with my students, mentees, right? So in my paid student program, I share on the different aspects on how you can know your reading blueprint and ultimately how you can maximize it, right, to get the best out of it. But I just want to share right here that the concept of a reading blueprint will help you to know which one is better for you. And I must say at this point that none is better than the other, really. Some persons are just better off reading during the day, some are better off reading at night. All right. And then I always get this question, well, Ezekiel, how do I know which one is best for me? Well, try reading in the daytime and then read at night separately, and then tell me which one were you more productive in, which one were you able to assimilate more, and in which one did you enjoy, you know, better, and you didn't have to suffer for the next set of your hours. Right. So, for example, for me, I never read at night, especially in my economics days. Never read at night because I had tried it during my geology days and it was just crazy for me. If I read at night, you know, 12, 1, 2 a.m., the next day, I almost always would even go to class. Right. And if I did it around the exams, then the next day, if I had exams that next morning, it was a really difficult time. And no one told me that you don't have to force yourself to read at night. You know, when you hear you have to burn the midnight candle, almost everyone will tell you have to read at night. Well, I discovered on my own that it doesn't work that way for everyone. All right. So you may be a daytime reader or a night reader, and you can tell. Try both and then discover which one is more productive for you and stay with that one. You should rather focus on optimizing that reading time. For example, if you're a night reader, then spend your day doing other productive things. Make sure you get enough rest, right, in your evenings so that you can wake up around 10, 11 p.m. and then you're able to read. All right. Now, if you're a day reader, then you must know that you have to ensure you sleep well at night and then reduce some unnecessary activities during your day because you know you have to apply your mind and your brain and your memory to your reading. So it's really about knowing which one works better for you and then applying yourself to it wholeheartedly. All right. Now, so we've already established that no one is better than the other, right? You are either one or the other, and you can actually be productive in both. That's fine. So choose one and then stick with it. That's the point. All right. So thank you so much, Unstoppables around the world. This is like one of the episodes with a serious exercise attached to it or an assignment attached to it, right? So I would want you to try it out and let me know which one are you, which one is part of your reading blueprint, daytime or nighttime. All right. I'd love to have your feedback on Instagram at Ezekiel Ulebo, EzekielUlebor. Thank you so much, Unstoppables. Please remember that you are the best and you are unstoppable. God bless you.